And it's time for our next talk. I would like you to welcome Vendula. The stage is yours.
Yeah, so hopefully, I can talk, okay. So hello, I'm Wendy. I'm a software engineer. I work at Red Hat for 6 years now, and I'm part of the system installer team. And today, welcome on my talk about the communication with DBus from a Python application. So first of all, I would like to clarify that I'm in no way an expert on DBus. I'm just a very lazy programmer who wrote a library to make her job easier. So what is DBus? It's a shortcut for the desktop bus, and basically it's a system for the inter-process communication. It consists of two parts, the protocol and the bus daemon, and on a typical Linux distribution, you can usually find the two bus daemons, the session bus and the system bus. So for example, this is a screenshot from my laptop. This is the visual representation of the system buses and services that you can find. And for the demonstration purposes, I've created the example chat service. And you can see on the right side that this service provides four objects, and these objects implement some interfaces. So how do we talk to this thing from Python? We will use the DustBus library for that. It's a library that I wrote some years ago, and basically it's an abstraction level above Python bindings for the glib library. Okay, so let's jump in. Let's start with the client part. So we know that there is a DBus service that we want to talk to, and how do we do it from the Python application? First of all, we need to establish the connection to the message bus. In this case, we know it's the session bus, so we will use the session message bus. And the other thing that we have to create is the proxy of the remote object we want to talk to. For that, we need to know two things. The first one is the name of the DBus service. The second one is the object path of the remote object. After that, we can use the proxy like any other Python